Hi guys.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Everything IRL episode 3.
Yes, right? It is finally episode 3, and we're starting off strong. We're talking about social media again. We're doing a part 2 because there was so much we still had to say. So we're coming back with some more content.
Yes. So first off, we're going to address the idea that social media is fake and that everybody involved in social media is materialistic, superficial.
At least, you know, bigger accounts, influencers.
And the stereotype.
There is a big stereotype that those people, and I get why, because there's the idea that a lot of times, like, wealth, perpetuating that you have money, that you're traveling, you have a nice car, that's what does well. You know, people want to see more of that. But at the end of the day, like, I was actually talking to me about this. I expected, have you guys seen Too Hot to Handle? I'm guessing
yes.
You have. Season 1 was my, actually,
every episode.
The 2 seasons have been really good, and the Brazilian one is fire. But anyway, I watched a show, the first season, with Francesca, who was not my favorite character. I think I just got that she was really fake and materialistic, and that
I got the vibe also. I thought that she didn't really have much of a personality. Don't get me wrong, I thought she was gorgeous, but besides that, I was like, she's kind of problematic and she doesn't have much personality to her.
And so I watched a show and I had this image of her, and that's the way she was also portrayed. We have to remember, it's people filming you. I don't think they're, you know, telling you what to say, but it is how there are different parts of a show and they choose to show different, like, choose to show videos that will highlight you in a certain light a lot of the times. So basically, with watching this show, I was actually in Miami a year later. I was in Miami last month.
Yes.
And let me just tell you, Miami, going out there is insane. You need to know people, and it's kind of annoying. Like, if you just want to go and have fun, you need to have a promoter in place. You need to have, you know, you need to have your schedule set out just to go out. Like, it's not I just want to go out and I'll find a club. Like, my friends, we'd have to, you know, network, all these things. So it's one night, we go out, we have no, did I tell you the story?
Yeah.
Okay. This one night we go out and we have no idea how we're getting into this club because we haven't been talking to a promoter. And I don't know if you know this, but this is stressful, especially as a girl trying to get everything together. So we go, I'm like, I manifest it. I'm like, girls, we're going to get into a circle. We're all going to say good things. We're going to have a good night.
Yes.
High vibes, and say a positive thing, put it into the universe. We're going to have a fun night. We go into the lobby. I swear to God, 1 second later, a guy comes up to us. He's like, hey girls, I'm going to be at Club 11. And it's a strip club in Miami that's super popular. Show up with your friends. You guys look great. And meet me here. Here's my number. It was that easy. Like, we walked out into this lobby and we had plans. And I was super excited to go. Get to Club 11. And let's just say it was a mess. There was a line of people who hadn't bought tickets yet. So the tickets are $200. The line is an hour and a half long. My friends and I are like, where is this guy? Where is he? So we're texting him. He comes out. He's like, oh my God, there's not enough space in the, there's not enough space.
Mind you, you Ubered to this place, right? So you dropped, what, $50 on an Uber?
It's expensive, yeah. Probably not like $35.
$35 on an Uber. So you're there and then you can't find your contact.
We can find him, but he's like, oh, we're over capacity. Like, they're not letting they're not letting people into our table. And I'm just thinking, we look so freaking good right now. Everyone looks so together. It is 3 a.m. I'm so tired. We're waiting outside for an hour. He's like, I'm trying to work with, like, the staff and, like, see if you guys can get in. And one of my friends actually goes home. She's like, bet, have fun.
Really?
She tapped out. She was like, I don't know if he's going to let us in. This is a huge place. I don't want to wait more time, and I don't think he's going to let us in. Then guess what happens?
What?
This is how it all relates back to social media.
I don't know.
I swear, my friend looks at me. She goes, I think I see Francesca from Too Hot to Handle. I said, Francesca, really? I'm like, and I turned to this girl. I'm like, hey, Francesca. And she doesn't answer. So I'm like, it's probably not her. My friend checks her Instagram story. Francesca is in Miami. And her heading is, on her story, first time going out all year, I'm in Miami. So I'm like, it's definitely her. So I go over. I'm like, hey, Francesca. Hey, girl, can I get a pic? Because she's looking so good. I wanted a pic really badly. And it was crazy. She was the sweetest person ever. Like, actually, genuinely so sweet. She took my picture. We talked to her about the show. She took my picture, and she was like, girls, like, why are you out here? You look so good. Like, what's going on? We're literally sitting on the sidewalk. We look like we're defeat. You know what I mean? Like, we want to go home. Like, are we going to get in? This guy's not coming. And I explained, like, this guy is not reliable. She gets us in. She actually offers. She's like, you guys can come with me if that's real. You shouldn't be out here. You guys look too good. Come on. So we go in. We skip the line. We get in for free.
Yes.
We go right to her table, which is a beautiful table right in the middle near the performers. And it was unreal. I'm kept pinching myself and my friend. I'm like, is this real? did we manifest this? Is this real?
Mark, you manifested it. Yeah.
Got us in. Skipped the line. Was so kind. Actually almost gave me her number because she was like, before she offered to take us in, she was like, hey, maybe you should text me about, like, you know, if you need any help, but she just offered to let us in.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a great night. She bought us shots. She was like, you can't leave until you guys get shots with me.
Wow.
I was like, damn, she, good vibes. Thank you. Like, she made it. But anyway, I just think that I really, and her friends were all super sweet and inviting at her table. I just think, and I'm a random person, you know what I mean? Like, I'm mm-hmm. a random girl who just wanted to
get a picture
with her. And she was so giving.
And social media destroyed her after the show.
Really?
Well, she had a bunch of drama with Harry, the guy that she was with. Like, a lot of things went down, and I think she, her reputation was a little tainted, at least from what I heard. I didn't keep up with her too much, but she's vegan, which I think is really cool. And I know she was vegan, like, throughout the entire show, but after that, on social media, it seemed like she was, like, kind of high maintenance, kind of, like, materialistic. But the way you describe her, she seems like a girl's girl.
She was an angel mm-hmm. in that moment. You know what I mean? She yeah. was a girl's girl and super understanding of our situation.
Oh,
and
girl.
Screw that. I know my voice just kind of cracked. Excuse me. But, yeah, and she's using social media as a career, which I want to talk about that. Like, you are able to use it as – once you get over, I feel like – I know girls with 11K and they're doing it full-time. Like, that is their full-time job. I know girls who are doing it like 50K, 200K. But the reality is you can make a job out of this. And I think people don't take that seriously, or there's still kind of a negative connotation with that.
Yeah.
So I think
what do you tell people when you – well, first of all, I feel like you don't really tell people or make it really public the fact that you're so involved in social media.
Yeah, I don't really, because I feel like – I don't want to be that girl that's kind of not bragging, you know what I mean? But I want, it's a part of me. It's part of something I do that I enjoy. I really enjoy it. But there is a negative connotation with why I do it or, you know, but I do it because I enjoy it. I like taking pictures.
And you're
creative.
I like
being creative. Yeah, I love thinking about photo shoot ideas, where to go film, where to go take pictures. I think that's so fun. But some people don't understand. Like, I've had friends who absolutely hate that I do social media. And they get really mean about it. Like, they will be like, the last thing I want to do is take a picture of you. I'd rather die. Like, especially guys. At one point, I asked my guy friend. We were just walking, and I never asked him to take pictures because I know he doesn't like social media. But I'm telling you, in that moment, I needed one picture to post on my story that day to keep, you know, like, consistent content. And I just asked him, won't you take one picture for me, please? And he goes, that's the last thing I'd rather do. I'd rather die than take your picture. Yeah. And he was so serious. And it was like, well, thank you for supporting my, like, what?
That's
you
not
know,
a real friend. And the thing that pisses me off is that people want to support you after you've, like, made it, after you're successful, blah, blah, blah. But, like, your real friends, they will be there for you, like, from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, the people who are supporting me and, like, just giving me feedback on my videos and stuff, my workout videos, like, anything that I do, like, I know those are people who are real friends.
I have my sister, my friends, Iris, like, I have so many friends, Risa, like, so many friends, they will come for, like, they will, if I ask them for a picture for content, they know it's going to help me out. They are there 100%. I really, so be supportive of your friends. If you have any friends that do social media, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest, any platform, be supportive. And you can do the simplest thing of sharing a video, saving a video, liking a video, sending it to a few friends so that it's showing people that, you know, there's others engaging with it that will help it grow. But just it's so simple.
The littlest thing you can do to support.
Comment, so simple, but it really does help out. So if you have any friends doing social media trying to grow, if you're trying to grow, make sure your friends know that those little things, those actions will actually do something or will actually help in the long run.
I love supporting you, not just because you give me free shit all the time, like, which is very nice. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
But, I mean, I also enjoy it. Like, I've gotten so much better at taking pictures since I've started helping you more.
See, like, you get something out of it sometimes. Free clothes and a new skill.
And for so long, I was feeling really out of touch with, like, my creative side. I was like really in a rut, and I feel like finally like I'm out of that mm-hmm. because I'm actually starting to like take action, do things that I want to do, and not care so much about what other people think, or you know, I got a hole in my nose, I got a nose ring, like I'm just trying to like be me and just like, you know, you're here once, do what you want to do yeah. and
explore. I will say being yourself on social media is hard, especially as a Black content yeah. creator, because I want to just show myself, my life, what I do. The problem is it's hard to grow, especially if you're, it's hard to grow sometimes depending on who you are. I feel like for white women, it's really easy to be themselves and get coffee and go just show their normal outfit. As a Black woman, there's a lot of articles I was reading or just talking to my friends. We are more, if you look at what kind of pictures Black women that get featured on my For You page, it's a lot of, or my feed, my mm-hmm. Explore page. It's a lot of like, it's a lot of sexualization of Black women or people who look mixed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I was doing my content that was very much the baddie, it was like very much more, it was more sexualized. That grew so fast. Like I was getting easily 1,500 likes, 2,000 likes.
But the issue with that is it's guys who are liking those, like
it's guys who are liking it too, but it's also Instagram pushing it out to more people.
Really?
Because a lot of people are interacting with it, which guys are mm-hmm. going to be like, hey, girl, on your
comments. Guys are definitely going to be comment. Too. And the issue with that is if you want to work with brands and if you want to help them promote their products,
you need to focus on what women want to see. So the minute I switched it to be less sexualized, to be just really like daily content, more
wait,
PG.
Babe, scoot more in because I feel like you're out yeah. of the camera.
Okay. Thank you. But mm-hmm. when I switched my content to be more PG, that is when I had, it was a lot harder to grow because I think also being a Black woman, I don't see a lot of Black women that look like me.
Mm-hmm. Especially on Pinterest, I find. Like, I go on Pinterest for inspo and, like, outfit inspo and, like, hairstyle inspo. And all I see is thin white women. Absolutely no diversity on Pinterest, which is really
upsetting.
And if it
is Black women, it's either Black women with
it's straight hair.
Straight hair, dark-skinned women with straight hair, or it's light-skinned women with not my curl pattern. Like, there's no one that really I can relate to on Pinterest, I've found. That it's been hard to find inspiration from Pinterest when it's not just clothing. Yeah. And even clothing sometimes is lacking. It's very, like, I'm skinny, so this looks good on me.
Right, bro. That's a whole other subject, but yeah. People think just, like, being... Okay, I'm not even gonna get into that. But yeah, there's definitely a lot of sexualization of, like, Black women on social media. Especially Instagram. If I do see Black women on Pinterest, it's either going to be like straight hair and also very thin, or just like super curvy, over sexualized, that kind of thing. So we definitely need more content creators on Pinterest, and that's mm-hmm. something I really want to get into next, but I just have to figure out how.
Yeah, Pinterest is can be a little bit challenging to figure out, but yeah, I think if you guys ever want to do something more creative. If you want to use Instagram as a platform, it's a great way to grow. And also all the companies I've worked with have been so solid. Like I'm being very honest.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are looking for a way to use Instagram as a platform, I think you should start. I think it's really fun and that you learn a lot about yourself. And I've loved all the companies I've worked with. Like I'm being very honest. I've probably worked with 25 companies now and mm-hmm. maybe a little bit more. And they have been, the quality is really good. I have no complaints. And I do want to say that a lot of the times I thought it was sketchy as a kid, but now I don't think it's as...
Working with Instagram?
Working with companies on Instagram, I thought it was a little bit sketchy, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But now that I've actually worked with them,
it's because people don't talk about it. Like, mm-hmm. people don't really tell you... Like, if you did want to work with a company... Most people don't know how to even start or what qualifications you need.
We could do a whole podcast episode on that.
Yeah, if you guys are interested in that, like all you want some free stuff and all you have to do is take some pictures. And
Like all my jewelry, my whole summer wardrobe, my face mask, and I actually like what I'm posting, and my workout outfits, my sets, all from Instagram, companies sending it to me, and they have been great. I really do like the companies I've worked with so far. But
so do you shop on Instagram?
No, I don't shop on Instagram. It's just... I don't shop on Instagram, but I honestly should. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because
I don't know anyone who has, and I've never tried it. I know it's a newer thing.
Well, the fact that they're sending to me, technically I am shopping. I am a consumer.
Oh, really?
from Instagram. Like, I'm consuming those products. I'm not the one really going out and purchasing them. So it's kind of a weird dynamic.
So the brands you work with are Instagram brands?
Yes. For the most part, Wrangler Jeans is one of the only companies I've worked. There's like Soma, Wrangler Jeans, a few companies that have physical stores, and they have Instagrams. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, most of them are just Instagram companies that are only located on Instagram or will have a website. But it's really, they use Instagram to get out their marketing, which is so smart.
So you suggest people shop on Instagram?
Yes, I do Instagram or find their link to go to their website and shop that way.
Okay.
Because Instagram does have a whole entire shopping section now, which at first I was kind of like, really, guys? Like, you want to be that obvious about wanting to make money? But it's a great, when you're bored, it's a great way to scroll and find trendy clothes.
Well, that's the thing about Instagram. They're always trying to evolve. Like, that's why we got Insta Stories. That's why now they're changing again.
They're adding, like, evolve because the competitors are doing more than
they're doing more, like, TikTok video type of stuff
now. They're
trying
to get people to stay on Instagram instead of going to TikTok.
Which is why they're still relevant, so good for them.
But, yeah, next we kind of wanted to give you guys a little taste. Not taste, but some help with social media etiquette. I think Mia really wanted to lead this, but
yeah, we could talk about this. This is something that actually gets to me, just because I feel like I say that about everything. But so my birthday just passed. I just turned 21, and one thing that always comes up on my birthday is people posting birthday stories.
Oh, the birthday stories.
Yeah. So this year I kind of noticed, like, I had a few.
Some really ratchet ones.
There's always a few ratchet ones.
Enemy?
Yeah, no, literally. Do you hate me? No, I noticed I had fewer than usual, which I was not mad about, because a lot of times people take their friends' birthdays as an excuse to post good pictures of themselves, not of their friends, but of themselves. And I'm just like, sis, if you don't have a good picture of us together, if I look terrible in the picture, please don't go out of your way to post anything. Send me a text, give me a phone call, but just please, because then I'm gonna feel obligated to repost it, mm-hmm. just to show that I appreciate that you, like, thought of me.
Even though you hate the photo.
Even though I hate the photo, and you're the only one who looks good in the relationship now. Yeah, like, do you hate me? So yeah, that's one of my things about social media
etiquette. And I also think that goes for group photos when one person looks like shit, and then the other person looks great. And I honestly, if you want to be a good friend, I ask my friends, can I post this before? Or I'll give them options. I'll favorite three or four, and I'll be like, which ones do you not want me to post? Because I don't want you to be mad that for 24 hours a story is up there where you don't feel comfortable with yourself.
Yeah.
I don't want you to feel that way ever, especially if it's on my main.
Especially if you have the same social circles. Like,
don't
the same
do it.
People following
be
you
nice.
Guys.
Be kind. Give them options,
oh
you
my
know?
Gosh, yeah.
You might not look the best in one of the options, but then two people are happy, and it is so, because they could do the same thing to you. I think that group pictures especially are hard, so take a bunch of them.
Because sometimes one girl, like, her eyes are fully closed, like, just, you know, just looking a little crazy. And when I'm scrolling and I can tell off the bat without even looking at who posted, like, when I'm scrolling through my feed, when I can tell who posted the picture just by looking at the people in the picture, then I know that, like, it's not the best photo. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I can be like, oh, she looks so much better than the other girl because she edited herself and she looks so much better. Like, I just don't like seeing that huge difference, which also leads me to, I don't know if that made sense.
And also, your friends are a reflection of you. You want them all to look good.
You want everybody to look good.
Everyone is a fucking, you know, goddess. And if you have a friend group, like, they are literally a reflection of you, so you want you and all your friends to look good.
So that leads me to ask, do you, if you have a group picture and you're gonna edit it, are you gonna edit everybody in the picture?
No okay. For the most part, when I do group pictures, I will like the ones I like, send it in a group chat, ask people, these are the ones I like. Or usually it's in person, like, we're all in the same space, we've taken a bunch of photos together.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite the ones I love, ask them, make sure it's all chill, post that picture, edit on Lightroom. I don't touch up, unless I'm, like, whitening a part of it, I don't touch up anyone's face unless they ask me to or they want to themselves. If a person says, I want to edit myself in your photo, I'd give them that permission if it's not crazy. Sometimes it's never been insane, but if it was insane, I'd be like, girl, that's a little too much.
Yeah, that's one of my pet peeves. when people edit themselves so much and it's like your teeth are like so white.
I don't even care about that. I'm talking
and
about body
everybody
shape.
Else. Oh, body shape. I'm talking about like just like the a little general. It looks a little too much. Like mm-hmm. you need to just chill. But yeah, that's one of my pet peeves. The other thing about social etiquette is let's just circle back and agree that we're not going to post on each other on stories anymore for birthdays. Can we just not do that anymore?
I don't think it's, I think you should just be respectful and
maybe like ask them first. Yeah, my friend did that. Like this picture.
And I know it sounds a little bit extra because I remember a girl, one of my friends was like, hey, my birthday's coming up next week. She knew I was going to post first. She's like, what are you posting? And I was like, really? Really? Like, you want to text me what I'm going to actually post for you? But for her, you know, you don't run into the issue that Mia has of, I hate this picture. I feel so uncomfortable and I look gross.
Also, I've gotten in trouble for being posted. So I was a part of this organization for work. And it's like, you know, you have to be professional and they want the people that they hire to be portrayed in a certain way, in a professional light. And I was supposed to be at an event. And let's just say I went out before with friends and one of my friends ended up posting a picture from that day. And it's kind of like a sorority situation where, like, your sorority doesn't want you to be posting, you know, stuff going out, alcohol. So I was out with some friends. I had a drink in my hand in the picture. And somebody on my team told my boss and then...
I would have killed her. I was called in. I would have killed them. Not killed, yeah. But I would be so angry.
I don't know
angry.
Who it is, but I was like, I can't trust any of you. I was like, no. Which is goes by to, back to why you don't want to follow people that you work with.
Block, 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 block.
Yeah, hide story, hide. So basically, I was called in, and my boss had printed out the picture from Instagram.
I've not heard the story
she
yet.
She had a screenshot. She printed out the picture. She blew it up. So, and I looked jacked. I was out in the middle of, you know. Anyways, yeah, she blew it up. She printed it out, and she's like, "Is that you?"
I would be like, "Nah,
clearly it's me."
I'd be like, "No, sis, I got twin up in
here." But I had to kind of explain myself, and from then on, I was like on probation. It was a whole situation, yeah. So somebody snitched on me, and. Yeah, ask your friends before you post pictures of them because
you never know.
You never know their situation.
Especially with a tight circle of mutual friends, you don't want to throw anyone under the bus. I'm so sorry, but that's awful. And whoever did that, I hope karma comes to you. Huh. As for the other thing with social etiquette, I kind of want to talk about, do you care with who follows you and who doesn't, like your follow ratio?
Not really. I honestly don't look. I think if I was like on your level of social media, I would. But where I am now, I think I'm pretty, like, even for my follow to following ratio. What about you?
I do look. I do like to write down how many followers I have, and I like to...
Really? You track it?
Mm-hmm. I read a book, and it was like, anything you do in life that you care about, that you put effort into, you should always track. Like, you should know how much money you have in your account. You should know how many people followed you today.
True.
You should, you know, those things, like, show the universe you care. And I also... But... I know some of my friends have the app where it will say, this person unfollowed you, this person followed you.
I know.
And I've gotten into trouble with that. Or people have gotten, I've had situations that were, for example, I had a friend who had the app and she noticed a girl unfollowed her after going out one night. And it ended up being like, why is this girl during COVID going out and socializing when she should not be doing that? So she got an unfollow for that. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, if you knew about the situation going out, like, you would know, my friend, you would know that we were with people that we'd been with all week. We'd all been tested. Like, the reasoning, it was safe. So that's when those people going out, it was safe, my friend. And she did feel very safe, and she was, you know, being responsible. But to the outside perspective, it was like, oh, my God, you went out. So now it looks like you're out in some type of venue. Wherever you are, I'm going to block this girl because that's so disrespectful. So it can really bite you in the butt, especially when you unfollow and the person doesn't know why, and you guys are friends. Yeah. It can be hurtful. It's like, why did you just do that? So be careful. When you might not think anything of it, but I've actually had a lot of people have fights either with me or my mutual friends have fights because of someone unfollowing someone. It's not worth it. That's all. What I've learned is it's not worth it most of the times, unless you really just don't want to see their content and support them.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to unfollow people that you've outgrown or you just don't want to see their
stuff anymore. There are consequences, though, to your actions. That's all I'm saying.
But Yeah, I mean, personally, I'll go through my followers or my following, who I'm following, and I will every once in a while just be like, okay, I don't remember who you are. I probably met you once, like, out one night. I don't know who you are. Unfollow. And I'll just, like, go through and do that sometimes just because I like to know who's, you know, in my feed. Even if it's, like, mutual friends, that's fine. But if I really cannot even recognize your face, mm-hmm. like, why am I following you?
Yes.
It's like spring cleaning.
It is like spring cleaning, I guess.
So, wait. When you get, question. When you get comments on your pictures, are you the type to like it or are you going to respond?
Yes. I think if anyone, I don't know if this comes from the business aspect of me, comments on most things are the comments on most platforms are noticed. So if a video on YouTube, they see there's a lot of comments happening, they're like, oh, that's probably good content. We'll push out to more people. Same thing with Instagram. If people are commenting, they're probably like, oh, this is good. We'll push out to more. Like, it's weird how it's like a business thing for me. But the reality is someone did take the time to write you a message, even if it's like, you look hot as hell, or if it's, you know, whatever it is, they took a few seconds of their time, which they didn't need to do, and they left you a personal message. So a lot, I always respond. I think it's courtesy, but also it's like, if they can put that little effort in, you can 100% put that little effort in.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
I find it really exhausting to respond to comments, but I also kind of like it. Like, I like to picture that person who's commenting is, like, right next to me and saying that, and then I'm like, what would I say back to them? So I like to kind of, like, personalize it, and if I know, like, where they are or what they're up to, I'll just, like, respond something, like, related to that. Like, I like to, like, you know, make it a little personal. But
personal message. But, yeah,
it's also a lot of work sometimes.
It's a lot of work. But, again, they took the time out to do that. So that's true. I think you should. I want to kind of talk about, now that we've done our little etiquette class for you guys, I hope that was helpful. Now that we've done our little etiquette class, I was thinking we talk more about boys. I love how that was such a subtle, you know, transition. But let's talk about some boys on social media.
I feel
now.
Like we talk about boys every podcast somehow, but
I'm not gonna apologize.
I've got lots of advice, got lots of tea to spill.
I do love spilling some tea on some boys, but how do you feel about ghosting on social media?
So, like, someone DMs you and then you don't respond like that?
Yeah, I guess actually not even just social media, like most apps, if you meet someone online and you just ghost.
Oh, normalize ghosting.
I was not expecting you to say
that. Because if it was meant to be, it would be. And if somebody's not feeling the vibe, the courteous thing would be to respond and just be honest. But also, people are busy, and you shouldn't take things personally if somebody doesn't take the time to be like, hey, you're cool, but no thank you. Like, just...
I'm too nice, I think. I am the person... when I started texting guys on social media, that from dating apps or whatever it is, and if we go on a date and I don't like them or I just don't think it's a good fit, like I went on a date once where I thought this guy was going to be everything. Like, he loved to travel. He was just so interesting and ambitious, which I loved. His pictures were amazing.
Who is this?
He was a guy from last year. I don't think... He was a guy from last year. Last winter. But anyway, I thought he was going to be like my husband at the end of the day. You know when you just match with that one person, you're like, oh my God,
I found you.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just just from the profile, from that first initial swipe, you just have a good feeling about them. We went on this date and it was awful. It was actually, he was nice. He was a good conversationalist. But at the end, I was just not attracted to him because I was taller than him and I felt so masculine next to him. Like, he gave me more feminine energy than I was used to, and on top of it being tall, I was like, I feel like a giant about to eat you. Like,
I remember this guy.
Yeah, I don't like this feeling. And it was just, he was very, very much more, made me feel more masculine, I'm not used to, let's just say.
So
that.
You ghosted him?
No, I wanted to ghost him because he was like, I had a great time, like, we should do that again. Such a sweet message after. And especially as a girl who most of the time after going on a date doesn't get a message back from this guy, like a guy will come in with hot energy, like, I want to take you out, I want to get to know you, and then they just ghost me. They ghost me. I know that feeling. So I'm the type of person who will write out the, like, oh, like, it was so good to get to know you, but I actually can't see this going anywhere. Like, I don't know. I just see you as I do the opposite of ghosting. Like, I give them a whole paragraph. I get so sad for them. I'm like, I give you a paragraph.
Yeah. No, I don't do that.
I'm writing an essay out here, and yeah.
No, that's nice.
Not to, it's nice, but it takes a lot of time, and I wish I could normalize ghosting.
Well, especially if you believe in karma, like what you put out there is gonna come back to you.
It'll make no sense though, because I'd be getting the opposite behavior. So many guys will come in with hot energy. I'm not. Like, we'll start talking, they're just, like, telling me they're going to marry me, basically. Telling me they're going to take me out for dinners. I'm like, you don't need to say all this. Like, show me that. You don't need to.
Yes.
They show me your this, but they want to, I don't
talk.
Know. They
it's
want
all talk.
They all talk. And the guys who are all talk end up being the most disappointing ones. The guys who are no talk, and then they just ask you to do stuff, they are the best type of guys.
That's why you keep your standards
low.
High. Oh. Girl, standards low. What are
standards
we preaching?
High. Standards
keep
high.
Your standards high, expectations low. Because these guys are talk, 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 talk.
Do-do, not do-do. Okay, sorry.
Do-do.
They don't do it.
They don't do. They do not. No, but yeah, you don't want to get your hopes up and set your expectations like, you know, this guy is going to do all the things
he
says he's
going
to
do.
So, you know. That's what I like to say. But okay, so you reminded me of a story. I went on a terrible date with this guy. He was so rude to the waiter because she didn't accept his ID and he wanted to get a beer, and he spent like maybe 10 minutes just like bitching about the waitress. It was a waitress. And it was during COVID, so I get it. Like, she was a little bit more, you know.
There's a lot going on.
A lot going on. She was a little on edge with us. He was being weird about wearing his mask, and she wouldn't give him a beer, so he was really salty. He didn't leave a tip. He left just, like, very...
Was he 21?
He wasn't 21. So she didn't accept his ID. So anyways, we leave, and I'm like, never again. I already know. 10 minutes of the day, like, I know.
If you can't treat a waiter well.
If you can't treat a waiter well. Anyways, I never see this guy again. I never plan on seeing him again, but I didn't really... tell him that, so I ghosted him essentially, and this boy was relentless. I had to block his number eventually, but he would just text me paragraphs every day. What did I do wrong? Why are you ignoring me?
Well,
how can I change?
I would be sad too. I'd be like, I found this queen, and here she is leaving me.
What can I do differently? How can I change? Then I never respond to the text messages. He goes on Instagram DMs, and he's sending me selfies. Like, you know how you can send pictures every day. Finally, I'm not responding, and then this boy.
Uh-oh.
Decides to start commenting on my
workout
videos. And because he's also really into lifting, he's like, oh, like, you did this one well, but like the second set, like your form was like off second
Where
set
is he gonna get with
or like
that?
You need to, like, you know, wider when you're doing squats, like stuff like that, like commenting, just like being an asshole.
Wow.
So
that's why you're not, you know, get the hint.
Yeah.
But I'm so sorry about that. I think the guys...
Some guys deserve to be ghosted.
They do.
That's what it is.
They do. And they deserve no explanation, because sometimes in life you don't get explanations.
Yeah.
So get with it.
But I will also say, I've ghosted people that I like.
Have ghosted people that I like too. Like,
yeah.
I liked a lot.
Yeah. Because like, I may like them, but the timing may just be off. Maybe I'm just,
you
like,
can
super...
You communicate that, though.
You could, but some people are not good at communicating, okay? Get off my back. No, but, like, I like this guy a lot, but
I liked a guy, too, a lot, and I ghosted him.
Really?
3 times.
Yeah. So
yeah.
It was just too good to be true. No. I mean, I ghosted just because I was not in the mindset for being with anybody.
Oh, I ghosted because I was like, I can't be seeing your content. It's just too much. Or like,
oh.
I'm thinking too much into what I post because that they're on, because
mm-hmm.
they follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was actually affecting, I was like, are they going to see it? Are they going to, I was like, I never look at who looks at my stories. Like, I was looking at who looks at my stories. I was when I took the picture, I was thinking of them. I wanted them to see my content. Like, and I needed to separate that. I'm not posting for them. You know what I mean?
Mm. Let's talk about how posting a picture just so one person can see it.
So you mean thirst traps?
Thirst traps.
Oh,
with the vocabulary. Yes.
I don't post thirst traps. I think, no, I really don't. After I stopped my baddie phase, which if you don't know about, you should watch our last episode. I completely changed. I only post what I think as a girl I'd want to see. I don't do it for the boys. I really don't do it for the boys. The last thing I want is a boy sliding into my DM saying I look good. Because I want the girls to tell me I look good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do thirst traps. I support all thirst traps. I help her take her thirst traps.
I don't take thirst traps, though.
She does. You do on Snapchat.
Occasionally.
Yeah, and on Instagram.
Occasionally. If I need.
She does. Maybe. I mean, at least compared to me, who I really don't. It's all
Do
about,
I, though?
Yes.
To send to individual people?
Oh, no, on your story.
Those are just regular pictures.
No, I consider them thirst traps because the you will take a picture where I'm kind of like, oh, that's kind of risky, or like, not risky, but that's a little bit more than usual, blah, blah, boom, you know?
Really?
And then...
Well, if I do a thirst trap, it's going to be on Snapchat because that shit is gone in 24 hours.
Supposedly.
Hey, sometimes you're in the mood.
But yeah, I don't...
Exposing
I do
me.
Support. I love seeing them. I do. Yeah. I have some girlfriends on my stories who will have like... whole ass videos, like 10-minute videos on their stories, thirst trapping, and I'm like, you gotta do what you gotta do.
See, maybe I post, I'm still on this, I don't even know, but one thing I did post recently, a picture I loved, was when we were at the beach. We were at Miami Beach, and I fully changed into my regular clothes because we were about to head out, and I had my bathing suit, and I put it on the sand to dry in the sun, and when I was standing over, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like, my shadow is over. Like, this is a cool picture. I took a picture.
So, basically, it's her bikini on the sand with the shadow looking like it's filling out the bikini.
Right. So, it's, like, a human shadow. And then the bikini is, like, in the area where you would if you wear it. Anyways, I posted on my story. And I get a bunch of DM respond messages to it. And I'm like, I was really surprised because that's not the type of picture that I would think people would respond to. It was just like a artsy picture. It wasn't anything crazy.
And what do they think?
People thought it was like on a nude beach, and that I was
I
like,
support.
I would love. We were in Miami. But yeah, people were like, I want to join you. Like, I like this. Like, we need to see more. Like that kind of shit. And I'm just like,
Question mark.
People will take things wherever they want to take them, and everybody has their own idea of what a thirst trap might be. Because for me, that was some VSCO girl energy that I was putting out there, and I got back.
But VSCO girl half the time is a thirst trap. Not specifically for anyone.
No, it was just like a, you know, VSCO pictures, like you take a picture of the sunset and then it's like.
But half, I think VSCO is like half just artsy aesthetics of nature.
It was, okay, so it was an artsy, I was like, going for an artsy aesthetic, and what I got back was, oh, she.
You can have a thirst trap that's artsy.
An artsy thirst trap?
Yeah, it's literally, that's half of VSCO. That's why all these, the guys with the VSCO accounts, they know what they're doing when they follow you, because they want to see that artsy.
See, I don't know any guys with VSCO accounts.
I know a lot of guys. If you ever have a guy follow you on VSCO, it's not problematic, but he's probably a problematic person. I've just had
never.
The guys who are the horniest or who are just the, I want to say horniest, yeah, and are very aggressive when going for women are the guys, in my situation, they're the ones with the VSCOs.
Do but they maybe post? Not,
no, they don't. They'll have a few photos, but they'll make sure to like and favorite all your VSCOs. They're very active.
I think I only know one guy with a VSCO.
Exactly. There's not a lot of them. Unless they have their own art and they're posting, you know, they're a photographer for the most part. If they're not into art and they have a VSCO, you should be questioning it.
Interesting.
In my experience. Again, all just remember what we say is just based off of
our experience. Yeah, we should have mentioned this like day one. But yeah, all of this is based on our personal experience and our personal opinions and... So yeah, take it all with a grain of salt, you know.
Mm-hmm. And with guys who don't have social media, I'm kind of segueing the opposite of that. Guys who don't have social media, I feel like half the time people love that, and half the time it's like you're weird. But for me, I love that. If a guy has like 10 followers and he's following me, I'm like, oh, I know he's seeing my content, and I like that he's not on social media.
No, he's on. He's on social media. He's just not posting.
Okay, fine. The guys that don't even have an account.
He's just not posting. He's lurking.
The guys who don't have an account, what about them? I love those type of guys. When they say they're not into social, they don't have Instagram, I'm like, really? Wow. Okay, tell me more.
So a guy with no social media at all.
It's half the time I feel like they're weird guys. Like they're really weird with their social media and they know about privacy issues and it's like, it's a whole statement against the U.S., whatever. And half the time, they just don't care. They don't have it. So I guess there's different categories of these type of guys. But the guys who just don't care and don't have it, I really love. Because then I know they're not out here following these influencers. Like,
maybe.
For the girls who... Another topic I get is that if you were dating someone right now or you're with a guy and he's following a bunch of influencers with, like, 500, 600K, or not even just following influencers... who are posting in their bras, bikinis, underwear, and he's liking those pictures, I would feel uncomfortable. I know a lot of girls that have this conversation with their boyfriends, and it's like, should he be allowed? Am I allowed to say, this makes me uncomfortable, and please do not follow these influencers. Thoughts, Mia?
God, so many thoughts. I'm thinking. Okay, first of all, the guys who don't have Instagram or any social media, I think they give me, like, Pentagon vibes, like I work for the CIA type of vibes, and not in a cute way, like not in a hot way. Personally, I feel like so much of like pop culture and like all these like fun trends and stuff come from social media. So it's a whole different, there's so much stuff that we just can't relate on, I feel like. Like just like referring to like songs and like trends, and you do know what I mean?
Yeah, but I kind of feel like then we're all goats, and then we're following this one goat, and they're just doing their own thing, which I honestly think is even more impressive.
Yeah, if you do it and you do it well, it can be really attractive.
Do what well? Not being on social
media? Not being on social media. If you do other stuff, like if you have like hobbies, I don't know, if you do it and do it well and don't come off as like a weirdo, like I don't have social skills or that kind of thing.
That's the other problem. Yeah, those are the type of guys who also don't have it. But for the guys who just really don't care and don't have TikTok, don't have Instagram, I'm like, I like that. Especially, it's weird, as a person who creates that stuff, I'm like, I don't want you lurking on other people's photos. And I know that sounds a little bit selfish.
No, but there's also the guys who have social media, don't really post, but they're on it, mm-hmm. lurking, just never posting.
I like the ones that are not on it. If that makes any sense, you know what I mean, guys? Yeah. Like, I want, but back to my question about if you had a boyfriend
and he was like following all these like Instagram baddies. I really don't know.
That's so hard. I really don't know either. That's so hard because it's like they're their own person at the end of the day. But if, especially like as a black woman, I'm like, who, first of all, which influencers are you following? Are you following other black influencers? Are you following white influencers? Are you following Asian? Like the oh my God. If I want to say anything to any girl right now, it would be when you start talking to a boy, dating a boy, any phase of being with a boy or someone being with someone you like and they have an Instagram. Mia, yeah. Do you know what I'm going to say?
No.
We can have a whole podcast episode also on fetishes. But a black woman in a white space, a lot of the times who comes off as mixed or light skin, I'm just going to say going through their followers or going through who they follow is so important to me because it will make me like a guy more or want to run away from him and never talk to him again.
So when you follow a guy, you go through his followers.
If I have ever talked to a guy that's listening to this, if I've ever liked you, if anything's ever happened, I have gone through all of your Instagram followers. I don't care if I sound crazy right now. I have looked at how many people she follows, but I've honestly just looked at the diversity and the ratio makeup of who you're following. Mm-hmm. If they're it's a red flag if you're a white man and they're all black. For me, that is like 15 red flags. If you are a black man only following white people, only following white influencers, for me that is a red flag. And then I'm kind of like, why are you talking to me? But if you're a guy regardless of race and you only follow girls and you have like three I was talking to a guy and I stalked him, stalked his Instagram, but he was following 1,000 people, and I would say 75% of those were girls, and I know he didn't go to an all-girls school, and they all were kind of like, they had really nice Instagrams, most of them were public, so I could look. He was active liking every single picture of all these girls, so he's always on Instagram. Like, I know he's always on Instagram, he's very active, but the fact that he was following 75%, almost 80% of his followers were females, I was like, that's another 25 red flags.
Yes, absolutely. That reminds me of the story you're telling me about somebody, your Asian friend who was dating a white guy, and he was majoring in Chinese studies, and he only dated Asian women.
And he followed a lot of Asian influencers, which I think, again, if you haven't checked their Instagram followers, I'm like, or the people they're following on Instagram, I'm like, what are you doing? Are you sleeping? Because it will just tell you a lot about what they, because you choose to follow who you want to choose. So what did they want to be seeing? You know, you have your guys, like the perfect men are the one that have a great ratio for everything. They have some sports accounts. They have some you know, some news or outlets, whatever, not usually news, mostly sports. They'll follow sports. They have a bunch of different types of girls, and it's girls from school, whatever, a few girls from dating apps or meeting out or dating, or not dating, but like, you know, like a and then they'll have their guy friends. Like, it's literally, you cannot tell. It's like just going through a normal thing. The problem is when it's a big chunk of something.
So if your significant other asked you, like, hey, why are you following all of these male models on Instagram?
I don't follow male models, though. That's
no, but I'm saying, like, hypothetically, if a girl was in this situation, she followed a bunch of male models, and the boyfriend was like, I just want to see, is this a double standard? Or
no,
is...
because I personally don't know any, I have friends who are models, and they follow models. Do they only follow male models? No. Do I have friends who only, who follow majority of, do I have friends who are women who follow men that are, that's a majority of who they follow? No. I think, I don't know why it's, in my case, I don't know why it's men who have, like, they be following only girls and only influencers, so.
I just think I wouldn't even know if that was my significant other, because I don't think I would be looking at their phone to begin with. Unless it's to change the song.
Really?
I don't go on your phone and look through who you're.
Yeah, but it's like, you
and I mean, if you need, if you feel the need to look through, then you have a trust issue there, and that's bigger than just Instagram.
But a lot of times, like, I've had friends where they'll go onto their Explore page, and they'll be like, oh, my boyfriend just liked this girl with, like, 500K followers in her bikini, and then you start seeing, you start, you know, thinking about it, and just go to his followers and see who he follows. Oh, he followed a new girl in a bikini. Okay, cool. It's a little bit different if they go to your school, if the girl goes to your school. But when they don't go to your school,
I feel like that's even worse.
I would say if they go to your school, it's actually not worse because you both know them. Okay, maybe that is worse. I don't know. I think following a stranger is weirder for me than following a person. Because if a guy posts, if a guy in my school that I'm friends with or not friends with posts a picture of him going swimming shirtless, I don't care. I like it, whatever. I'm not like, oh God, he's so hot. Like, I just know him. I'm supporting someone that I'm in mutual friends with. Does that make sense?
Yes. Normalize thirst traps. Let's all just be confident.
Normalize thirst traps, but as for, like, just look at his followers. Do yourself a favor.
I disagree.
Do yourself, you'll feel really bad about your, you'll
yeah,
feel bad.
You're gonna feel,
you're
like
gonna
shit.
Feel really bad. But honestly, it might either help you get over him. It might ask, you might start asking some questions about why he's with you.
If you really want to get over him, swipe and look at his tagged photos. That's how you'll get over him.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You know what
clever.
I'm talking about?
That's very clever. Look at his crusty, dusty photos, but also look at the girls he follows, and then you'll cry yourself to sleep at night, and you'll question everything, and then you'll block him. So it's not like I'm speaking from a personal experience.
So you definitely do a lot of stalking.
Beforehand,
and a lot of...
yeah. I think social media tells a lot about a person, how they, who they follow and how they use it.
Okay.
So again, if you haven't looked, take a peek. Take a peek.
What about...
see what they look like.
What about public versus being private? Like, what does that say about the person?
Oh, I think it's such a personal choice, and I understand both of them. I went and Googled my name today, my influencer name, and it was kind of scary being like, every single TikTok I've ever made, all my YouTube videos, everything. If it was embarrassing,
really?
If it's not embarrassing, if it's cringy, if it's cute, it's all on the internet.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit nerve-wracking being like, it could have been really trash. Mm. I'm happy I'm doing it when I'm older and I know a little bit more about everything, but I think being private is super, it makes sense why you would want to be private. And
especially if you're like younger, like, you know,
100%. And
middle school, high
it gives
school.
A little bit of like the secrecy. I like, I'm like, oh my God, he's private. I can't see his.
But then when they're private, but then you have the VSCO on the bio.
That. I love that.
It's like you're private, but then you're not
it's
private.
It's a little taste. It's a little taste of my lifestyle. You can only get a preview.
A preview.
Oh, girls, not, well, I guess.
But
I
some people use the VSCO to do like the artsy thirst traps.
Yeah.
So it's like,
so it's
you're
really
getting a preview, but like of my OnlyFans. You know what
yeah,
I mean? It's
I like it. I don't know any guys though who do that.
It's like.
For girls, I say I like it. I'm like, you're getting him interested. If it's a, if you have a guy that you like and he's looking at your link, he is looking at your link because you're private and that's the only thing he can see about you. And it's getting him even more excited.
Mm.
Right? Am I right, girls? Let me know in the comments if you guys
comment
are watching the YouTube video.
If you think, because I'm still on, like, should you be looking through his phone?
Yes.
And
not his phone, but his followers.
Yeah.
Or, like, on TikTok when a person, you know what was going viral? Like, oh, like, I like white guys would be like, I like black girls. And then they'd blow up for, like, just random, like, I like black girls. And that would blow up. And all the comments would be black girls being like, oh, my God, like, this is so cute. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
But it was annoying because then I go on the actual guys, or I like Asian girls. I saw a white guy do that for Asian girls. And then I went on his Instagram and I looked at who this one guy was following. He had just said he liked Asian girls. He was not following one Asian girl. All were white, blonde, bigger accounts that were famous. Out of the thousands of people he was following, I did not see one Asian woman. I'm like, so are you just jumping on a trend then? Maybe I'm wrong, but I was very, very, not concerned, but confused.
I hate trends like that. Mm-hmm. Like the one where it's like a black girl will like bring her white boyfriend into the screen and like be like, oh, like I'm a colonizer thing. Like shit like that.
I haven't
like,
seen that one, but that's hilarious.
Yeah, like I love a colonizer. Like shit like that. I'm just like, what?
Oh, I think make fun. They're just having fun and, you know, and
okay. That's not how I have fun. I don't know.
Interesting. Well,
it's just weird. It's a lot. All right, should we finish up here?
Yes, let's finish up. Well, thank you guys so much for listening again.
I think we got some like really cool good topics in today.
Yes, we just were spitting facts.
Yeah,
this social media thing still with the boys is getting to me. I think go through it. But anyway, if you don't want to feel bad, don't
let us know what you think, honestly, because I really don't know.
I know, and I know what I feel in my heart, and it says do it. But just do it, yeah. Anyway, thank you guys so much for watching. We will see you in another episode.
If you haven't yet and you're watching on YouTube, make sure to subscribe and like the video. If you're on
support.
Yes, and if you're on Spotify or Apple Music, make sure to rate the podcast. We are on episode 3 of 6, so we're kind of like halfway through. Yeah.
Crazy. Okay, bye guys.
Bye.